With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A veteran U.S. senator has met with the head of the Secret Service discussing last weekend's security incident, the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa was briefed by Secret Service Director Sean Curran on the security threat.
We're going to get a thorough review by the Secret Service of what went on.
During an interview in his Senate office, Grassley told the Salem Radio Network that the agency is closely reviewing its security posture.
It's too early for them to say if they may change any protocols.
The 92-year-old Grassley was the highest-ranking official in the presidential line of succession not in attendance at last weekend's dinner. Greg Clugston, Capitol Hill.
President Trump is not ruling out a resumption of military strikes on Iran as the Iranian leadership refuses to let go of its nuclear ambitions. And Mr. Trump insists the blockade of Iranian ports, which he says has been wildly successful, will continue until Iran cries uncle, as the president puts it. Look for more of this today on Capitol Hill.
Who are you cheering for here? Who are you pulling for? Our troops are doing incredible work. They've done incredible things for the entirety of this mission and achieved incredible battlefield successes. And you sit there and go on TV for your clickbait about quagmires. It undermines the mission. Your hatred for President Trump blinds you.
Secretary of War Hegseth sparring with a Democrat member of the House Armed Services Committee who would accuse Hegseth and the president of lying about the Iran war. Well, today, Hegseth heads back to the Hill to testify before a Senate panel. Florida legislature has approved a new Republican-friendly congressional map, one proposed by Governor Ron DeSantis. Dow futures up 290 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 123. This is SRN News. The church has a crime problem.
According to a study by Lifeway Research, $70 billion is lost every year to theft and embezzlement within congregations around the world. That's lost money that could have gone to spreading the gospel, helping the poor, and a lot of other good things. America has not been spared. Lifeway reports that according to their research, quote, one in 13 U.S. Protestant pastors say somebody has embezzled funds from their congregation. Michael Harrington reporting.
A court in the second largest Czech city of Brno has sentenced a man to 7 years in prison for his part in an anti-Semitic attack. The defendant was one of two teenagers who tried to set a synagogue on fire in January of 2024 by using an improvised device. The pair is part of a group of five teenagers arrested last year after allegedly being radicalized online by ISIS. This is SRN News. In Colombia, hippos, introduced by Pablo Escobar in the 1980s, become a major issue.
The population has grown to around 200, causing safety concerns for locals and tourists. The government plans to euthanize about 80 hippos to control the population, sparking a heated debate. Some scientists support the plan, while animal welfare activists call it murder. Locals worry that removing the hippos will harm tourism. Efforts to relocate the animals have stalled due to high costs and legal issues. The government is considering confinement and international transfers as alternatives. Keith Peters reporting.
Jerome Powell plans to remain on the board of the Federal Reserve after his term as chairman expires next month. Powell, a thorn in the side of President Trump, says that he plans on sticking around for an undetermined period of time. More details, SRNnews.com.